Josephine here, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm really excited about the lineup of interviews we have with actors throughout the nation, and hopefully this will help you with any questions you may have of what is it like to move to a different state and be an actor. Maybe I'm not union, but I would like to be. Or other questions that you might have about the business of what pitfalls to avoid or what these more seasoned actors might have for advice for you who maybe you're starting out or maybe you've already been in the business for a while, but it's just nice to connect with other actors or hear their stories. So let this be of an encouragement for you through this podcast. Maybe these actors will be able to share some of the tools that they use that help them to get those gigs. Everyone uses maybe something a little bit different, but I'm excited to hear this lineup, and hopefully it will help you. It'll help you reach those goals that you're looking forward to, and everything else that you dream in a podcast for actors, right? So I'm looking forward to this. I know that it will be fun, it will be engaging, and hopefully it'll get you to reach that next level and know that there's a community of people out there who maybe we're going through the same things, but we are an acting, performing family in a way. And we've all are creative and beautiful in different ways. And everyone's working on different projects. So if there are any questions that are dire on your heart that you're like, wow, you know, okay, if I could ask actors throughout the nation any question, what would I ask them? Like, what pitfalls to avoid? What would you say if you were moving to LA or New York and you wanted to be an actor? Or maybe you're from a small city and you don't have much acting there. Like, what suggestions do you have for someone like that? Whatever questions you may have, please send me a message and I will make sure to add those questions when I interview our lineup of actors. It'll be a lot of fun, and these podcasts won't be too long, just enough for you to listen to while you're getting ready in the morning or driving in your car. I do know that if you're listening to this, it must mean that you do love acting and this is one of your gifts. So I believe this will be very beneficial for you to listen to what other actors have to say. One of the tools that I use as an actor that I always like to go back to, if there's any tool that I can use, it's definitely the objectives. I always like to go for my objectives, and I like to use lots of different techniques, I realize, when I act. And maybe you're the same. Maybe you use lots of different forms based on different methods, but I like to go for what is my super objective, what is my objective, what are my tactics, how can I make the stakes high? And then I add all sorts of other things in it in order to really make the canvas that I'm trying to portray more colorful, more detailed. We want details in performance, right? We don't want anything to be general. The more details, the better. And when I think about the first time I fell in love with theater as a kid, I just remember falling in love with the sound of the audience's laughter, the sound of their applause really touched my heart. And still, I think something that just keeps me having that love for theater or for performance, whether it be film or theater, it's really the poetry of movement, of actions. And when that emotion bubbles up, I don't act it, but it just happens to organically bubble up. And I believe that that's really what I love. I love the beauty of human expression. I believe that each person is beautiful and that the emotions and the stories are beautiful, regardless as to what the story may be about. So that is what intrigues me. Is there poetry? Is there beauty in what I'm doing? And if not, how can I find those? One instructor called them magic moments. How do I find those and how do I bring them to life? And that's really what engages my heart as an actor. If there's something that you find that engages you, that keeps you going, maybe it was that first moment that made you fall in love with theater, it's whatever keeps you going that you're like, this is why I love it. Maybe this is why I love acting for film. Maybe this is why I love acting for the stage. Please share those comments with me. I'd love to hear them. without further ado, I will catch you on the next podcast where we will start with some of our interviews.